today on the Boogeyman Podcast.
You know, there's always going to be some form of drugs. You walk the sidewalks in Oakland, it will be a secret. Supposedly this lady was a white witch. They called her the white witch, and she would come out and we, you know, what the fuck? We ain't got nothing to do tonight. Let's go fuck up the white witch. And honest, I swear to God, Kamish. And I stop, and this went like three times, and it was uniform, I said, fuck me. because I know there's nobody outside.
Wait, so you were knocking?
I wasn't knocking. Somebody was knocking. I woke up. What woke me up is the front door opened.
Just by itself?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Dig it!
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
This is a bullshit alert. Hey, we're on the Boogeyman Podcast, and that is podcast. If you didn't hear it right the first time. Today, we got the commish here, special guest, Anthony, and me, Tom. And got this joint over here. And before we spark that baby up, salute to everyone out there.
Salute to you, my friend. Love it.
Wakes you right up. And today, oh man, it's for burning on the way down.
Hey, pass me that lighter.
So anyway, the NFL is coming out with this new fucking stupid rule.
It's a proposal at this point.
Okay.
They sent it to the Players Union?
Rule. Yeah.
What is it?
And let us know what it is, Kamish.
So I just heard about this from Anthony just a few minutes ago. But apparently, they've proposed an 18-game schedule with a huge caveat, which is forcing every player to sit at least twice. So nobody can play more than a maximum of 16 of the 18 games, which I'm not quite sure because I haven't had a real chance to dive into this. But I'm not really buying this proposal
because you're going to have players take 2 weeks off. You only play 16 games.
Yeah, chances are they're not going to be able to play 18
What
anyway,
happens if you get hurt? Can you use those as your two games?
I'm sure you can. Yeah. But what if you're not hurt and you're the quarterback and your left tackle are like, where'd he go? And he's like, oh, he's not playing tonight.
Yeah, like I said, I don't understand the rationale behind this. But interestingly, it says Pro Football Talk conducted a Twitter poll where they polled fans whether they wanted a 16, 17, or 18-game season. And I guess 18-game won by apparently 9% over the other options.
Well, they wanted to get rid of that the preseason. So they're eliminating two of the preseason games.
I don't know that they're doing that. I'm reading the
article. Oh, I bet
right
they
now.
Do. They it got to. Otherwise, that's going to be that. What? Would they play four preseason?
Yeah, they play four seasons.
That'd be 22 games.
But you see, like, I think the preseason argument, I think fans fail to realize that, the teams really utilize those.
You know when the Super Bowl is going
to
be? The end of February.
I think there's, opposed to other sports and football, I think there's a real point and there's a real purpose to having that 4 weeks to kind of, get your players to get back in conditioned shape.
Yeah.
And to kind of see where your rookies stand as far as, who's going to make the cut. And so there's a lot of different things that teams are working out in the preseason. So yeah. I think, you kind of need those four games. So in my opinion.
I'd say if you have those four games, then you got two options. You either start in June and end in February.
It sounds like the owners really just want to increase their revenue.
It's two extra games on TV. How many millions of dollars is that going to create?
I'm sure they did the math.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, I'm sure that the financial side of it is a big.
But just think about
the
consequences of the fantasy starting lineups. Are you kidding me? Who am I going to start? My fucking running back took today off.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, surely, America has a bigger appetite for football than 16 games. I don't doubt that, but I just don't understand. you know, the whole sitting, you know, forcing guys to sit out. Like, if they want to play 18, then what's the problem with them playing 18?
Tom, what about when they first did the expansion? What was it from what? It was what, 12, 14 games?
12.
I think it was 12, yeah. 12
games.
College football is 12, and I think that's where it started.
It went 12 to 14? Or, to 16. Or straight to 16?
Actually, I'm not sure.
No, they went to 14.
So they went to 14?
Yeah.
For then a little while?
Then they went into where the preseason, where they added, you know, the...
What did it used to be? Back in the day.
The preseason.
Yeah, the preseason.
There was no preseason game. March 1st, we're starting. They would have practices back. I remember that. Yeah,
like scrimmages. You
know, yeah, scrimmages were, you know, especially like you got the 49ers here.
The Raiders.
You got the Raiders across right. the street, you know. So
see, that's the thing. It's like, you know, they say that a lot about in college football. There's no preseason. And, you know, you see a lot of rust. Early on in the you know, football is such a sport that requires so much timing and
one
coordination
game.
And chemistry that you gotta have. You gotta give them a few weeks to kind of, you know, work on that, get that timing down. Yeah.
The Rams don't play anybody. You think Gurley's gonna take a snap in preseason? You can forget it.
Shit.
Or Goff or any of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, certain veterans, and I think certain
towards the last of the games.
Yeah,
they go.
Yeah, like running backs. I feel like you don't need preseason,
especially
right? Because that's not a timing.
Yeah, it's for rookies. Yeah. Who's gonna make the team?
Yeah. You know, receivers and quarterbacks and the other positions. You know, I think they really need that time. But running backs, I mean, give them the ball and run. I mean, you know,
maybe
like,
pass blocking for rookies.
Yeah,
or something like that, you know,
I don't know.
So, what about the World Cup, Martin? You been watching that?
I have, yeah.
What's been
yeah.
going on? We wouldn't know, huh, Tom?
Nah.
Well, I don't know what you guys have discussed, but, you know.
Nothing.
It depends on what you're asking, right? I think if you're asking what's in the national spotlight today.
Yeah, what is?
Well, I think it's always been part of the news headline. It's been kind of like a subplot to the whole tournament. Was this whole, you know, I think you guys know where I'm getting at.
No, we have no idea. We have no idea.
Well, I don't know if you're joking or not.
Well,
but
first off, we're talking about Women's World Cup.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm not.
So they obviously won. They obviously won. But I think what's taking center stage now is obviously the subplot, which I was alluding to, which is the whole topic of equal pay between.
Fuck that equal pay. Hey, I could see equal pay. If you were good,
yeah, it's a controversial topic today. But as far as like the tournament and the actual soccer being played, I thought it was great, man.
Hey,
yeah,
a tough game. Let me ask you this:
they toughed out. Yeah.
Do you watch women's basketball?
No, I don't. But I mean, I like.
You know why you don't watch it? Because it's no fucking good.
Well, these girls are actually good. I mean, I think in women's soccer. You know, maybe they're not quite as good as their male counterparts, but
yeah, they won the gold. Though.
They can definitely play. I mean, yeah,
they won it.
They won it. Yeah, they're you know,
the guys will never
champions.
Win the gold.
Yeah, they didn't even make the fucking tournament last World Cup. I mean, by comparison. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know if you guys saw those games, but like the game against England and the game against France. I mean, those were tough games that really could have gone either way. And the U.S. women, they pulled it out, man.
Did the refs help?
I mean, there were some calls like the England game. There was some controversy there, but then they got their PK. Like they went back to VAR and they reviewed it. They got the PK and they missed it. So you can't really, if you're an England fan, like you can't really complain. I mean, you got the PK and you missed it. So,
right. Well, one for the American women.
I'm glad they won. Anytime the USA wins something,
for sure. I got to give some credit where credit's due.
Yeah,
but absolutely. It's man. I mean, I just watching women's sports. It's tough.
It is.
It's tough, man.
I always say about the fighters too, man. There's only a few that I think are pros. The rest of them look like amateurs.
I think as long as you know they're playing it at a high level, and
agree.
Then I think that's all that really matters, right? And I think when you say like WNBA, or when you say you know women's or any other smaller sports, I mean obviously to me sports is really about you know what's on the line, right? Is it a meaningful game, right? Because if it's not a meaningful game, if it's just some whatever game, then it's just a whatever game, right?
But well,
there's
no,
a lot on the line. If the tournament's on the line,
the main thing is entertainment. All right, and betting helps the entertainment. But if they ain't slamming from the free throw line, we ain't watching.
Shit, how many women can dunk?
But if it's for a title,
from
right?
From the free
if it's
throw
a,
line.
If it's a national game, if it's a national stage, I mean, all that changes the excitement part of the
right.
you know, the experience.
And sometimes they are good. They're
no,
bad.
They're good games.
You know?
Yeah, and you know? I can't say that a lot about soccer, but those games were exciting, man.
Right.
So. They were. I mean, every time they score in soccer, I mean, it is – sort of it is sort of fun to watch because it's just so hard to score. You
it's
know?
So hard to stay tuned.
And it's not like hockey where, you know, one of the puck just kind of ricochets off some guy's skate, boom, you're in the right place, right time, boom, goes in, right? It's not, you don't quite see that in soccer a lot.
Soccer,
every goal you score, you earn it.
And in soccer, you don't act tough. You actually act the opposite.
Hey, do their trophy look the same as the... What's the World Cup trophy?
You mean the Men's World Cup trophy?
Yeah.
Stanley Cup.
I'm not sure Stanley actually. Cup? That's an interesting question though. I doubt it's any smaller. I mean that'd be fucked up. We'd be hearing people cry about that all the time if that was the case.
Fuck, I think it looked like an ice cream cone. Yeah, you want one scoop or two? Time out.
So Tom, have you heard about this this Area 51 raid that has been making a lot of news headlines these days?
Oh, man.
You had to have heard about
it.
You heard about it, right?
Hey, did you hear about Kennedy and Area 151?
Area 51.
Area 51, yeah. I think that's the next door. There's another area. 151.
Title of the show.
Okay. 151.
Reminds me of the... drink.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do they even sell that anymore?
Area 151.
No, they quit selling that.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, I haven't seen that on the shelves for years.
We used to go to Days on the Green.
Yeah.
And we'd put that shit in a Tupperware cup.
Yeah.
Put it in a big bowl of potato salad and cover the cup with potato salad.
But Tom,
and then take it in.
Let me go back to this Area 51 raid.
Okay, so let me tell this is what I just saw.
Yeah.
Kennedy, President Kennedy, the Day of the Pigs or Bay of the Pigs, right. When they, you know,
right.
At that time when they wanted to put, you know, the missiles in Cuba, Kennedy wanted to look more into, you know, Area 51 and let the people know. And they said when Eisenhower left, he took Eisenhower's place. Eisenhower was told, hey, don't ask no questions about Area 51.
Right.
You know, so the CIA sort of got involved now, and they gave people different names, and Kennedy's name was Lancer.
Okay.
And that's what they called him in the paperwork. And then they showed this document, dude. Hey, if Lancer doesn't get with the program, he's got to go.
Ooh, what'd you hear, Barton?
Let me just tell Anthony's.
I don't know. I didn't hear. You guys saw those.
So what I'm talking about is there's this Facebook group that organized this. I don't know if I can't quite figure out if it's real or if this is just some big internet trolling, hoax. But apparently, this group of people, they've organized this event, like this Area 51 raid, and over a million people have signed up and RSVP to this event. It's in late September.
And they're going to go.
And they're basically planning, because, you know, Area 51, for whatever reason, has been in the news recently, and the United States kind of stands, you know, on their ground and says, no, we're not going to release any information about it. And this event has got so much traction that it's actually forced the United States to actually publicly respond. And they started to put up signs around the facility and saying, like, just warning people, like, don't come anywhere near here. Or
oh, they're going to get fucked up.
With force.
They're going to get fucked up.
But it's just hilarious. And so it's spawned all kinds of, like, internet memes. And it's just really comical, to be honest
with you. That's interesting.
You know what's a trip?
I think it's like September 20th or something. I fucking cannot wait to see if somebody actually, one of these morons actually go and try to do this.
There's another area that's right by Area 51, and they said that when Area 51 started getting real hot, they took what they had there and took it to this other place, and now supposedly the spaceman's over there.
I mean, I honestly didn't even know that the place existed until like a few months ago. I always thought it was like just a fantasy.
A myth?
Yeah, just a myth that this facility even existed. Because, you know, you see it in movies like Independence Day and shit like that, you know. But, you know, come to find out, it's an actual real military
deal.
Base.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you
and
what.
It's like super top secret. I started to just like, you know, do a little bit of
Kennedy.
Digging into it.
They said this another thing. When Kennedy was shot, there were two gunmen. Wasn't one guy.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
He was one.
So, Tom, do you still believe to this day that that was a government setup? Yeah, assassination. Like that was our own U.S. people. That
our, some kind of we killed our own president.
Yeah.
We killed our own.
Makes a lot of sense.
I mean, he was. Everybody loved Kennedy, man. Everybody did. I mean, he was. He was fucking. What's her name?
Except for Area 51.
Marilyn Monroe?
Not Marilyn Monroe, but.
Well, yeah, no, he was.
Yeah, he was fucking Marilyn Monroe.
He was getting
I don't know if they ever confirmed that. But he was said to.
Congratulations
with her.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
But he was. Everyone liked it. Shit, why not? Fuck it, I'm the president.
Yeah.
If I wasn't, I'd be pissed.
Shit, we have 50 states.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen an entire political family just get wiped out like that? Like in the history of time, I don't know that we've, you know, besides like the, you know, the monarch age, but you know, you don't usually see families of power just get mowed down, yeah, like that.
And, I mean, other countries.
Like I said, you know, maybe you know,
Russia.
It's the monarch age, but you know,
but the United States. Days,
yeah, I mean, I think the most recent Kennedy actually even died like a few years ago too.
That was his son in the airplane,
right?
You know that. How do you fly an airplane for I don't know? That'd be like you getting in your car and you're driving to L.A. and you're supposed to go back home,
right? Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's.
You ever drove somewhere and had to turn around?
Yeah, I forgot some of usually the pot.
How could you forget that? Come on.
Dude, it happens, man.
Tom, did you ever doubt the moon landing when it happened?
When it first happened?
Were you like, this shit ain't real?
I had mixed feelings about it, you know. Because there were, I mean, they say there's, supposedly I've heard that there's no shadow on the moon. You know, like you don't project a shadow on the moon.
Well, I mean, that's not possible because you know, light creates a shadow. So if you can't see anything, if you can see something, then there's going to be a shadow somewhere. You know?
What's the theory on the moon?
No, I'm just saying, like you know, if you can see, there will be a shadow somewhere. You know, it's in some part of the
maybe
moon.
Maybe on Earth.
Yeah.
But well, anyway,
no visible.
As soon as they showed pictures. Yeah. You know, there was a shadow, you know, and I said, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, I think...
But I believe they saw something on that
moon. I think
moon.
The moon one is like the flat Earth one. Like, that one's... That myth has been busted.
Hold on. There's nobody saying that the Earth is flat. Like, anybody...
Kyrie Irving?
No, I mean, there's no scientists
Which
or
one
any...
didn't believe in dinosaurs?
I don't know who it was. Steph Curry didn't believe the moon landing was real. And Kyrie Irving thought the
Sammy Watkins too.
Oh yeah, Sammy
don't
Watkins
draft
too.
That guy, dude.
They were flat earthers.
He's a flat earther, dude. Stay away from those guys.
They never went back. You know
that
why?
Is it's, weird. Why they never went
so
back?
So the flat earthers, every one of them must have never flown like you know from the Pacific Ocean, like from the United States to Asia. You know what I mean? Because according to them, like you just fall off the Earth, right? Because that's where the Earth ends. You know.
This was figured out a long time ago. No one disputes this. You know,
some people still do.
no real like any test or whatever. I don't know. I think it's just a hoax.
I mean, don't you think that?
It's a good hoax.
Russia, I mean, they were the top dogs in the space run, you know.
Did they land on the moon?
Well, why did you think they would have, even if the Americans went there, wouldn't have wanted to go up there too?
So apparently we're having another moon landing. I don't know why, but it's scheduled for something like 2023 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, there's going
to
be
I think we're going to go to Mars before that.
No, probably not. Mars is far, dude. Like with our current technology, it would still take.
By the time
years.
You got back here to Earth, you'd have forgot
yeah,
what
yeah,
you
it
saw.
Would, dude. It would take at least a year.
But the people going there aren't coming back. So 1 year, big deal. This has been
no. They're. I mean, like that one movie, Martian, right? I know. They're coming back. It's always a return mission.
No, they're not coming back. They're gonna. I'm telling you, not the show I saw.
I know. Yeah. Elon came up with that.
I don't think they'll make it back because
I forgot who did it.
It was Elon.
Yeah, but he basically allowed people to sign up if they wanted to go move to Mars, and it was a one-way trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think like over like 100,000 people signed up for something like that. And then I think I watched some documentary on HBO where like they actually went and interviewed some like five of these people that signed up, and they were like just really dedicated to it, and they were like ready to go to Mars, and like they were just complete space nerds. It was pretty fascinating.
It's crazy. Time out. You know, there's always going to be some form of drugs, and the drugs they have today, they can get you there quicker,
right?
You know, and that stuff is.
There's always a new drug too.
Oh yeah.
You know, or it's the same one reinvented.
That's true too.
You know what? One of them that was old that no longer exists today, or is, I don't know, as far as I know. What about Quaaludes, dude?
You hardly ever hear that anymore.
But in the day, was it?
Oh, that was a big drug, man.
Quaaludes. What was the deal with that?
I never fucked with them.
You didn't know about it?
Was oh,
it
I knew about it.
It was in the Black Beauty the cabinet?
The Black Beauties were...
Was that Quaaludes?
That's back in the 70s.
So the way I heard about it on Wolf of Wall Street was it was some kind of sleeping pill, but if you didn't go to sleep, you fought it, you would then start to hallucinate. And that was a Quaalude.
I knew people that took them. I was, man, you know, shit, I wanted to, in my marching days, I was interested in the cocaine and pot.
But every once whiskey. In a while, you had, you know.
I could fucking with the acid when I'm going to say probably when I got in my 30s, you know. I quit fucking with that.
So was there like good stuff and then stuff that was not good?
You never knew what you were buying.
But like the first few times it was always good, right? It was crazy.
Fuck, man. I mean, you imagine.
Did they ever water it down?
Never. Well, I'm sure some people probably did.
I wonder how acid died. Because it wasn't, in my generation, it wasn't popular.
It probably because it scared a lot of fucking people.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
hey, listen, man. When you're sitting there. And you're looking at those hats over there on the wall.
They start dancing.
And they start dancing. Your brain starts tripping, you know?
Da, 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 da.
Yeah. It's, I remember going up to this creek. We were up in Tilden Park.
Where's that?
It's in Oakland.
And there's a creek?
It might be Berkeley. I think it's Berkeley.
It was a creek?
It's a creek. You never heard of Tilden Park?
Come on, man. How the fuck? How, I never heard none of that.
Oh, shit. It's huge. There's
what's the creek called?
I forget what the name of the creek was.
Something probably cool.
And we were, this guy Lyle and I, you know, we were up there, dropped acid one day and fucking up there in the park and walking around. And you're walking by this creek, and the way we were walking and looking down, you thought we were walking next to the Grand Canyon.
You guys were both frying.
Oh, fucking cooking.
Cooking.
I mean, there's you never knew
acid, what trip. Acid's a nature thing, right? If you're out in the woods and...
It could be any, man.
But acid. You don't want to be around people, right? Do you? Unless you're
unless,
at a concert.
Unless you're around someone else that took it.
Right. Well, today, there's this thing, DMT is the hot ticket today in the psychedelic world.
It's a hot ticket.
I don't know. I hear about it an awful lot. I mean...
It's the next hot ticket.
Have you...
Yeah, so apparently, Anthony knows this too, but apparently they make this stuff in vape pens now where you can actually just... You know, take a little pen, put it in your mouth, you know, hit a button, and boom, there you go. Start hallucinating in a matter of seconds.
I know. That's
somebody made $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
It costs a pretty penny. It costs us like $200 for one of these things.
How long does that last?
Apparently, this is not confirmed, but apparently what the guy said was 200 hits. That it's a gram, and he says 200 hits. I don't know if that's true, but... There's a lot in it.
You think it had fentanyl in
anyway,
it?
Anyway, there's no fentanyl in it.
You don't know that? I hear they put no in everything shit I saw on Netflix.
If there was any fentanyl in it, then you'd know it right away. I mean, that shit's fucking potent.
It's just that it's...
Fentanyl, that's the hot ticket. You want to talk about hot tickets in the drug game. That's the hot ticket.
That's what fentanyl. Netflix is saying.
Yeah, fentanyl is... But it's like lethal, though. I mean, yeah. You can OD on this stuff just by... Adding just another drop of it, you know what I mean?
It's, right.
You can't actually touch sensitive. It with your hands. You have to use gloves.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
So at 100% pure, you can't. It'll go into your pores.
I bet.
You know about that, Tom?
Yeah, I've heard
people. I think there's an even a moral question of whoever invented this fucking drug. Like, what are you thinking? Would you design something potent and lethal?
It's made on accident.
No, they use it in the medical industry, but micro.
I don't even. It's like, you know, when people say like, what could you be going through that you need this strong of a fucking narcotic for, right? Like, short of getting your fucking arm amputated.
We got to operate on you, and guess what? We ain't got nothing to put you out.
If you're getting some like fucking brain surgery or you know, you're getting your fucking leg chopped off or something just ridiculous, then maybe, hop me up in something strong, but you know, something short of that, like, what do you need this strong of a fucking drug
for?
No,
that's the thing. They use it in the medical industry, micrograms, but they come up on the streets to use
it.
And they put it in their heroin, or sometimes they don't even use heroin. They just go straight fentanyl is what they were saying.
Yeah, I mean, this is a different topic, but I mean, a lot of people actually fall to heroin because of, you know, their addictions to prescribed painkillers, right? Because it's so much more expensive to get it behind the counter.
But fentanyl is 100 times better than heroin.
It is, apparently. It is. But heroin is, has been equated to like morphine and
cheap.
Oxy and shit like that. And it's a lot cheaper,
They're all in the same family, and there's 1,000 different types. Yeah. So you really can't stop it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you never
But anyway, this DMT pen, it's something else, man. This is the new age of fucking
acid.
Yeah, a fucking of tripping these days, man. So me and Anthony tried it, and I did it 3 times in a matter of maybe like 30 minutes. And each time I did a little bit more of it. So it was a little stronger each time. But it still, in my opinion, never quite got close to breaking through, quote unquote.
Yeah,
because when you break through, you don't really see anything in front of you anymore. It's just you're kind of in hyperspace, what they call DMT hyperspace. Close to that.
Light speed.
Yeah, kind of like that.
I can see it going that direction, though.
Oh, yeah. You must have took a pretty big hit then.
I was trying to, you know.
That's the whole idea.
It's totally chill, though. Like, the first time I did it, it was like a little scared, but then the second, third time, like, you realize this is like a totally chill thing. You agree,
right?
But
it's fucking intimidating at first.
At first, yeah.
Anything you've ever tried, was it intimidating?
Yeah, it is.
Especially
yeah.
when you went, you know, first.
You don't know what to expect. You know, you're kind of fearful of what may happen. But once you kind of go through it once,
I might die.
Yeah, once you kind of go through it once, it's so short that it's just like you fall right back down to earth.
It takes some courage to do drugs.
It does.
Right, Tom?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
So
yeah,
if you have
who knows? It could have happened.
If you have any at home and you don't want to. So. If you have any at home and you don't want them anymore, just send them over here.
Hey.
We'll dispose of it.
It's real easy.
Fuck, man. You got, you know, the drugs today, that's why they're called drugs.
Yeah, and no, I forgot what I was watching, but it was like, this guy was basically saying that, you know, 20 years from now, smoking weed will be old school, right? Like, nobody's going to be smoking it in 20 years. They're just going to be like, you know, putting some fucking lotion on or some shit, you know?
Fucking eye drop.
Yeah.
You know, smoking weed is going to be an old man thing.
Yeah, the pot has come a long way, too. The shit they have today.
Oh, man.
Dabbers and fucking, you know, all kinds
these
of topicals.
Pens, edibles. They say most of the people who go to the hospital are from the edibles.
I believe that.
It's a different chemical equation.
CBD and shit these days, too. I mean, it's really evolved. It really has.
I mean, back in the day, you know, the pot was half-assed good.
It's from Mexico.
You know,
it's like the weed.
Season it.
It's like the weed you get overseas and shit.
Right. Wherever we travel, we have a problem.
It was, you know, I mean, I think the hash was better back then than it is today.
Really? Let's think about that. We can make hash 10 different ways.
That's true, but we don't make it like Afghanistan.
Hashganistan.
Yeah. How do you guys make that? Oh, that's a secret.
But we actually have tests tell you how much THC is in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Man, the highest I've seen was in the 90%.
I don't think you can't make weed that high. I mean,
weed, but the extract.
Oh, yeah, the extract, yeah. You can make it that high.
The oils and stuff like that,
To see how clear they are, see how clean they look, to get to almost a 90% THC oil or some kind of wax, it looks pretty good.
Crystal clear.
It does. It was called Skywalker. It was over 90%.
Man,
you probably pay a pretty penny.
Oh,
for that.
I bet you will.
You know, speaking of that, they just raised the fucking taxes on weed, at least over here in the Bay Area, and now it's up to fucking like over 30%. I think like the other day.
That's in Oakland.
No, man. I just because I use delivery, and okay. just over here, dude, more it was shit, like right? it was like 32%, dude. Paid like $50 on something that cost fucking $150, dude. It
was yeah. Oh, it's crazy, yeah.
Man. And that just went up according to the company on the 9th. And that's prior to that, it was like 20.
It's terrible. It's terrible. You know why? Because you're not getting a bigger piece of the pie. More people are gonna go
it's
to the streets.
It's fucked up.
Listen to this, dude.
It's. I mean, come on. A regular sales tax is already 10%. You're gonna charge us three times that?
It's bad for the consumer.
Wow. Like, this, are you kidding me?
This person here. I know just came back from Washington, maybe I don't know 3 weeks ago, and he brought back the receipts.
Yeah.
Of the pot that he bought up there. A fucking joint laced with either hash. Or oil, $12. Yep. $12 fucking.
But what was and the tax?
That's with fucking tax.
Right.
I forget what an eighth was. An eighth was like $24, and the THC was, you know, hot, really high.
Right. It's so as a consumer, I went down to San Jose. I went to Airfield, and I loved it. They had all these different kind of weeds.
Yeah.
They had all these different kind of pens. And I don't like to buy an ounce of the same strand. I like to test little flavors of the now and laters. And I think most people don't want to buy a weed from some guy on the street. But if you're going to charge 30% tax...
You're turning it back to street guy.
You're turning it back to street guy. So if you want a bigger piece of the pie, most consumers would rather go to the store and buy it there. But if you're going to tax it... 30%? Are you kidding me? You're losing out on a bigger piece of the pie.
I mean, at this point...
I don't think it's a smart decision.
At this point, are there even street guys around anymore?
Oh, yeah. They're still there.
A lot of people grow.
Yeah.
But you don't want an ounce of the same strand of some homegrown backyard boogie. You want
And you
some,
never know when I mean, you buy from the street
30%,
guy.
I mean, 30% is just ridiculous, right? Yeah. I mean, what industry...
Harborside was the first one in the Bay Area that went to that. And...
Yeah, and I mean, like, it's in my opinion, it kind of fell under the radar too, because it seemed to catch everybody by surprise, you know. And I don't know.
Well, they don't want to tell you.
It's
so
a massive
you don't come
hike.
Down there and
I don't
buy
remember
a bunch
this
of
going
shit.
On any kind of ballot. Like, well, how can you just, you know, how can you just hike up taxes without any kind
it's
of
right.
say?
I don't think it's right.
Is it a county?
It's taxation
I think it's
without
the county.
No, but they did more state too. They're both. Yeah. They have a separate tax. They have a state tax. And then they also have a county tax.
Because I know on the harbor side,
tax. Yeah, it's all kinds.
It
of
It says Oakland
taxes.
Tax on it. On
right. Right, yeah, the county tax. It'll differ, but it's like it's not by much, right? Like from here
There's
to San Jose.
There's nothing else you can buy with a tax like that.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh. Nothing. Yeah.
I mean, no matter what. Hey, this is what I used to tell people. Hey, listen, you go to the store, it's $50, no matter what. It's $50, but now you got to pay tax on that $50.
Right.
I said, you go to the street. It's $50, no tax.
Right. So what are you going to take?
Should I know what I was doing? Right. I went to the street.
And that's where the government's going to miss a bigger piece of the pie because they want to hike the tax up too much. And most people don't want to buy it from the street. But price matters. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I just wonder, you know, is it just California? It can't be Washington, dude.
No, their taxes aren't.
Yeah,
we're the highest on everything. Whatever
taxes
it is.
Is a local thing, yeah. So it depends on your municipality.
Yeah, we pay the highest gas. We would pay the highest everything. But certain things are, I don't think, justified. Like, for instance, weed. You know,
I understand the whole idea of like a vice tax, right? Like anything that's a vice that you
what
know
if
it's
is
not
medical?
Like milk or
you know you're
you know,
paying
water,
tax, you get a benefit for medical.
Yeah, I get that.
Expenses.
I know, and I have a medical. Although there's like different levels of having a medical card, but I have like the most basic one, which previously saved me 5%. Now I'm paying 32.5%. So I don't know what the regular one is. It might be 35. So I don't know. It's just excessive and. To me, like I said, I don't remember this ever like going on any ballot or this ever being discussed.
Shit, they don't even tell you. You show up the next day, and then
I've never been been given an explanation on why this hike, you know, happened. So it's just bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Boogeyman listeners, do you have a question or a comment about the Boogeyman podcast? Send in a voice message. Just download the Anchor app,
go to the Boogeyman page, and at the very top says message. As soon as you send it in, I'll play it on the next podcast.
Area 151.
I'm telling you, went to Disney World 1975. That was maybe they'd only been open for like 2 years. And we had a camera, a couple cameras, and a couple different lenses. And this one lens was in like a, I don't know, like a cylinder, maybe a foot long. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, back then, they didn't really... You know, there was no terrace, none of this shit, none of that shit. So we took a Tupperware cup, put it in the cylinder, and took in a 151, went to the Coca-Cola Pavilion, and bought Cokes, threw half the Coke away, and poured that shit in there. And as soon as we were in there, I'm going to say maybe about 10 minutes, I'm looking around, and my friend Bob, I said, Bob, they're on us. They know something's going on.
And what'd you do?
Drank it real fast.
And who cares if they know?
Yeah, well, you're around, you know, that's a kid's park. You ain't supposed to be in there getting fucked up.
Well, unless you had some good acid.
I've done that before in Disneyland.
Right? Which one was first, Disney World or Disneyland?
Disneyland.
Disneyland, yeah.
Yeah,
are you I've taken acid maybe about both, two, yeah. three times in Disneyland.
What's your take on between the Florida and the California version?
This is probably a little biased because I like I'm from California, but I like Disneyland a lot more. I just think it's closer. Well, because like I said, we're biased. I'm biased because I live here, but I just think there's more to do in Anaheim and Southern California
than there is in Orlando.
And I hated Orlando. It's a fucking dump. Like,
was it hot?
It was really hot. I mean, that's not to say that like Anaheim's not hot. Like it's in the summertime,
different heat.
It's pretty scorching. It's not humid, but
it's a big deal.
It's still fucking hot. I mean, especially walking around with all these people in a massive park.
Oh man, they got those carts. Now they have like these little.
But yeah, Disney World is just fucking huge. Like if you think Disneyland's big, like imagine four or five Disneylands combined into one park. So people don't realize it's actually four different parks.
But I bet you the hotels, the beers, and everything around Disney World in Florida is cheaper than fucking prime real estate in California.
Negative, dude. No, well, around it, yeah, but it would mean you're not going
like
there
if you stay if you stay at Disney the prices. Disney price in California, I bet they're higher than the Florida. I bet you the beer costs more. I bet you the food costs more. I bet you everything
I don't know this for a fact, but they're both up there and they're both just absolutely ridiculous. Like you probably couldn't. You know what the cheapest Disney hotel in for Disneyland is?
Where? What?
It's like close to like $1,000 a night.
You
like,
gotta be
shitting
you
not.
We're not
shit
going
you
to Disneyland.
Not. But there's tons of other hotels around it. But yeah. If you want to stay at the Disney hotel,
that's the best.
Be prepared to shell out. Yeah, dude. It's
last time I stayed there,
but it's connected.
It was
to the
over
park.
$300 a night.
Yeah,
that was in the '70s.
And Disney
no,
World,
no, dude, that's at least 10 years ago.
Yeah, Disney World, it might even be more expensive because they actually have this, like, massive, like, the park is so huge, they actually have a tram that's, like, they have their own, like, light rail system that takes you
everything,
from park to park, and it's connected to the hotels, too, so you literally, from the hotel, you get on the tram.
And if you don't stay in there, they got some, Disney World has, Disneyland, let's say, has 10 things to offer. Mm-hmm. Disney World probably has 40.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's
a carnival Disneyland.
But in my opinion, it's essentially the same thing. Like I've been to both, and like you're getting pretty much the same flavor, just at like a larger, just a much larger, grander scale. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's essentially like the same vibe, in my opinion. And Disneyland has a lot to offer it by itself, in my opinion.
So what other Area 151 have you explored?
Oh man. Time travel.
Because they don't do 151 anymore.
How about the secret sidewalk? Have you been there, Tom? You know the secret sidewalk, right?
It's a Fremont thing. In Niles.
You're not a Fremont guy, huh?
No, he's Oakland.
No, right, I grew up in Oakland. You walk the sidewalks in Oakland, it will be a secret. You know, shit. So what's the secret sidewalk in Fremont?
So there's this old railroad tracks, is it?
Something like that, yeah.
Are you talking about in Niles?
Yeah, Niles, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. That's been around for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I asked.
Oh, there was an old brick factory.
it's still kind of somewhat there.
Yeah, there was a few years ago. Yeah,
I can't quite recollect exactly what the whole story and myth was.
I don't even remember. I don't either now. But I remember the train used to go. There's a goes through the mountain.
You know what train that is? The transcontinental. What's the big one?
I don't know.
Caltrans.
No, the one that went.
Not, that's not a real.
It went all the way across. Went through Niles. Went across the bridge to San Francisco. It was the Transcontinental Railroad, the big one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The one
had
that goes across. Sounds, yeah. This is the same one, right through Niles, right through Fremont.
Okay.
And it used to go across the bridge.
Yeah, because isn't the train station there in Fremont?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Martin, you should be fact checking that Transcontinental. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. That big railroad, right?
The main one.
Yeah. The main one that basically took you from east to west
to
the United States.
To San Francisco.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Shit, we used to go out there when we were kids, you know, like 16, and who had the balls
to
walk through that tunnel?
Balls is the same word for courage.
And
that's true. We went over there and checked it out. I mean, there's a lot of spray paint on it. There looked like a bum camp was somewhere. It was kind of eerie.
Kids these days probably don't know about this.
They probably don't.
Even when we were going through high school, it was probably in its...
And then there's the upside down airplane.
In its last stages of being remembered.
Yeah. There's the upside down airplane, too.
Was that another Fremont thing?
Yeah, it is. If you keep going up one of those roads, you go all the way to the top, there's an airplane upside down.
I don't know about that one.
Neither did I.
And then there's a story about the witch, too, the girl.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, you can still see her if you drive.
The girl that died on prom night.
Yeah.
That was in Niles, too.
Niles is trippy, man.
Oakland had the white witch.
We got one, too.
Yeah.
That one
was a little creepy. I remember hearing that.
What was your white witch one? You know?
That was up on, by Mount Clair. What's the name of that?
Mount Clair?
Yeah, in Oakland there, Mount Clair. Where all the rich homes are. God, I can't think of the name of the place. But anyway, supposedly this lady was a white witch. They called her the white witch, and she would come out and we, you know, what the fuck? We ain't got nothing to do tonight. Let's go fuck up the white witch.
On acid.
You know.
Let's go fuck up a ghost.
Yeah.
Fucking
grand master plan. We got a Ouija board.
So we would go up there, and there's never a white witch. But, you know, you'd be a bunch of kids, you know. Everyone's scaring themselves and shit, but there's always a ghost story in somewhat town you live in. I'll tell you, Commish, this house I'm working at.
Oh,
you think the ghost story?
There
now?
Is a ghost.
Hold on a sec. So,
I heard about this story.
Okay, we've been telling the ghost story. Let's give the update. Let's go through the old one. Originally, when he shows up to the house.
This is the one with the shutters, right?
Yeah. The shutters, you remember that.
It'd be on the left-hand side, the shutters were opened, and all of a sudden it went to the right-hand side.
It's happened three or four times.
Oh, the shutters were probably about six times.
And we said it on the pod.
Has there been a development in this story?
Yes. Oh, there's been multiple ones.
Multiple ones.
Let's hear it.
All right, so the first one was, there was a tile that bursted.
That was maybe the second time or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Doug was there.
Right.
When the tile shot off the wall.
Oops.
Shot off the wall or off the counter.
Right.
But this is the best one of them all.
So a new.
And then after that,
recently.
I'm in there, and I swear to God, you know, I'm doing some mud work and shit in this bedroom, and honest, I swear to God, Commish. And I stop, and this went like three times, and it was uniform. You know, I said, fuck me. You know, because I know there's nobody outside.
Wait, so you were knocking?
I wasn't knocking. Somebody was knocking.
Was it Doug?
No, I was the only one there. I was the only one in the house.
Oh, yeah.
I was there doing mud work.
The house is haunted.
And
so recently.
So listen to this.
This just happened last week.
Mm. I'm at the house, you know. And I'm, oh, man. I mean, and this is the truth, man. Let me have a, because I've only told a couple people
more joints.
This.
You not got a little pipe? You want me to pack it? I'll work on it. Here, give me some Crown Royale. We're going to ghost stories. I hope you listeners are ready for some ghost stories.
So.
We try to bring it once in a while.
So. Honest to God, Commish, here I am. You know, I'm in the house. And lately I've been over there, and it's been like, I swear to God, like something's wearing on me. You know, like, man, I leave there, you know, I'm tired. I'm not the normal person.
Okay.
So I'm there. I think this was Wednesday last week. So I'm in the house. I'm saying, fuck, you know, man, I'm here all by myself. Nobody is going to know what the fuck I'm doing for the next hour. You know, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to lay down for a half hour.
Okay.
So
on the job.
On the job.
All right.
So I told Anthony, I says, hey, Anthony. He said, because Anthony always asks, what'd you do? I listened to Rome today. And I asked Anthony, I says, Anthony, what time does Rome go off? Anthony says he goes off at 12 o'clock. I says, no, he doesn't. He really goes off at 11:58. That's the end of the show. Mm. So it's 11:58 now in the morning. I said, I'm going to go in there and lay down for about a half hour. Okay. So I go in there, make my little bed. That takes a couple minutes. Get all my shit together. Lay down. And I wasn't planning on falling asleep. I fell asleep. And oh, Commish, man. This fucking brought hair up on my motherfucking arms.
Oh, yeah? So what happened when you fell asleep?
I woke up. What woke me up is the front door opened.
Just by itself?
Yep. Opened.
Was it the wind?
Fuck no.
Could have been the wind.
Yeah, right.
I closed it because I didn't want...
But you could have forgotten that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, fuck yeah. So anyway,
tell me some books are flying off the shelf or something like that. Yeah,
this was even more weird. Now here's the weird part. How long was I gonna lay down for? 30 minutes. I looked up as soon as the fucking door opens, and I said, "Oh shit, man! I slept at 2:30. I was only supposed to sleep to 12:30."
Yeah,
you know, because the other guy's coming around. So I grab my phone, look at my phone. I slept for 30 fucking minutes and that door opened.
Yeah.
The ghost was his alarm clock.
Okay.
30 fucking minutes.
Could it have been that the door was open the whole time?
You just realized it
at that point.
It just opened right on the right time?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate, you know?
What about you? Have you ever come across a ghost?
No,
you
I can't.
You heard someone tell you something?
I've heard, you know, my parents and grandparents tell me some ancient...
Some old wives' tales?
Yeah, some old stories.
What do they say? Something with the church?
Nah, nothing with the church. Just some, like, you know, little things that happen when they're kids. But it's always when you're kids that, you know, shit happens.
I'm
like
adult.
This. Yeah, I know.
Is there a boogeyman?
I honestly think, you know, all these ghost stories, you know, I think that this generation... That's probably where it ends. You're not gonna hear any ghost stories.
You're the flat earth.
I think 20 years ghosts now, will be
kids,
around.
No
forever.
One will hear ghost stories.
But yeah, the ghosts have been going around for a while.
Yeah, it's forever. It's 2019. You know. We're getting into the. To the age where you can't make up shit like this anymore. I'm not saying you make shit up. A lot of times, I can lie to you easier
than making that up.
No, I know.
Or what do you think? Do you think it's more likely that an alien had visited Earth or a ghost has visited Earth?
That's a good question. I think both are pretty. I think both have happened, honestly.
Really? So now you're saying the ghost is now possible? Before your argument.
No, I'm not saying it's not possible. But
you're just not buying the stories you hear.
No, I just.
I know it's the shutters. All the shit that's happened in this house since I've been there.
Yeah.
They took a picture of the house after the tree was cut. What's in the fucking gate, man? We're by the house.
Like an orb.
An orb. And everyone just looked at it and said it's an orb.
Yep.
I swear to God. I mean, there's been too much shit that's happened in the house with other. Not just me. Other people.
It's weird how all these things happen in the same place. When someone just died.
And that's the only reason we're in the house because they die.
Ghost, you know.
You say ghost, you say aliens, say, is far-fetched.
It's probably harder to for that one.
Because
to
if
happen,
we know the president got a blowjob from Monica Lewinsky, we would know if an alien visited. I mean, come on.
Oh, man. Well,
that's why these guys want to see them aliens.
That's why they're going to 51.
That's actually the headline on their group. It's, quote, let's see them aliens.
Those fucking jackasses are going to show up out there. And the guy says, hey, man, did you read that? Did you see what that says on our car? Says USA Army.
It's Air Force, actually. But yeah, they're going to get fucked up if they go anywhere near that base.
Oh, fuck, they're going to shoot them.
What do they got to hide? What are they hiding? What are you hiding? It's so important. Why can't you tell anyone what's in there?
I would say, you think that we were, I think the stealth bomber wasn't just, oh, man, let's do that. I got the, oh, man, what are you drawing over there? I'm just drawing a stealth bomber. I really believe that the was that a weather balloon that they picked up that all of a sudden, you know, now it's a weather balloon. They were talking about, I was watching this UFO thing. Russia shot one down.
Nah, see, like the UFO thing has also been pretty much
No, UFOs has been pretty confirmed that they're UFOs.
I mean, think about
aliens
it, dude.
Have not been confirmed.
Well, who the fuck you think's flying?
I mean, yeah. What was it, like an advanced drone?
They're not drones.
Maybe somebody was smart enough to build a drone back then, and they just like no one knew about him, right? You know what I mean? But
like solar.
I think like the concept of like an alien is just so like really hard to believe because like
you better hope you're not alive when they shows up.
Yeah, I mean like. Humans are pretty advanced, right? But like to be even more advanced, like
fucking idiots.
Technology-wise, where we are today is
we're advanced because we live here. Way leaps and bounds
beyond what anyone would have imagined. But like just to get anywhere, I mean, just to get to the moon takes months, right? And so to get anywhere, it's just gonna take too long.
So you know that. You know.
So the concept of that is just hard to believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going down in that, I mean, just to go down on the
boat.
You
know, they say that actually, you know, driving a car is a lot more dangerous than flying a plane. A lot more. Like, the chance of dying
is
so much higher.
I went and saw
everyone's
this.
Everyone's scared of flying for some odd reason.
I went and saw this lady today, Kamish, and I'm getting ready to do her backyard. And she got in a car accident yesterday and totaled her car. And man, this lady, man, she's bruised here, bruised there, fucking bandages all over. And I'm looking at her, I said, man, it looks like she got beat up by someone. And she says, you know what all this is, Tom? I says, I don't know. It's just a fucking airbag.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah, I've heard of that, man. I've heard of that happening. I've actually never had an airbag, you know, release on me before. But yeah, I know they come out just blazing fast.
Dude, man, it fucked this bitch up. I mean, it looked like she was walking the streets of Oakland at night. Hey, granny, time for your ass to get whooped.
Yeah, you can easily die in a car, Tom. Are you scared of flying?
I'll fly. I don't like it, but I will fly.
I love flying.
I like that car because, man, you can pull over. And
yeah, but like you can get a drink at the bar right before you get in the flight.
Yeah.
Shit, you can get a drink on the plane. What the fuck?
That's what we're talking about.
For like $15.
Yeah. Hey, what would you do if that fucking big piece of shit's going down? I'd say bring the bar, bring that table.
That's got to be a frightening experience for sure. Wasn't there just some other flight that just almost went down?
Have you ever been in a plane where the turbulence is real bad?
I've been, not where it's been like scary bad, but yeah, I've been in some turbulence before.
Dude, I was United. Those fucking wings look like we were flying. Like we were some kind of fucking bird or something, man. I said, shit. Yeah. These fuckers gonna fall off.
So can you believe that they used to smoke on the airplane?
They used to let you smoke everywhere, man.
No, but on an airplane, it's really bold.
Yeah. I mean, well, back in the day, you used to be able to smoke in the restaurant.
Everywhere.
An airplane's bold.
Look, man, I went to Asia, and they still let you smoke everywhere. I was at the shopping mall, and people were smoking just walking around, you know, inside the mall. I was like, all right, for sure. You know,
I used to work in Oakland Airport, and they constantly say over the monitor, There is no smoking in the airport. No shit. You know what I mean? But it's international, so
right. Yeah, yeah. No, it's
people start lighting up.
People still smoke a lot in other countries. You know, in
Asia
America,
especially.
Asia especially. Yeah, in America, like we used to smoke a lot back in the '60s and seventies. But
shit, try the fifties and sixties.
Yeah, if I mean, you it's gone down.
Hey,
a lot.
Dude, let me tell you what, Kamish. I'm probably one of the few that was born back in that time that didn't smoke.
Oh, yeah.
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, dude.
Yeah, that's
good. I'm 73.
How are you willing to try all the other drugs and never once a cigarette?
The cigarettes are really bad.
But you didn't know that? Why aren't everyone doing it?
It was a culture thing.
It was a culture thing, dude.
Yeah, and that's what it is largely in other countries, too. It's a culture thing.
Dude, I used to... Man, my mom was a heavy smoker, man. I didn't even want to even be around her.
Oh, you were just disgusted by it because you were smoking stunk, when you're in the car. You probably
everywhere.
Got secondhand smoke.
But everywhere. Shit, when I worked with Dave, man, fuck. His ashtray was so full that the cigarettes had fallen out of the ashtray onto the floor. It was crazy. Mm. So I probably have enough cigarette in me counting the pot. I mean, I don't want to even see my insides.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Nah. But, fuck, smoking back in the 50s, man. I remember everywhere I went when I was, I don't know, like maybe 6 years old, you know?
Yeah.
If you even on the old TV shows, you look on the old Guess My Name or What's My Line or something.
Yeah.
They'd be smoking on the show.
Yeah, even as you know, as recently as like the 80s. I mean, smoking was a lot more prevalent back then. It was, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
it was a culture shift. I think, you know, largely at least in some parts of America, I think people are very health conscious, and I think the health kind of movement, now you see all these kind of fucking, you know, non-GMO.
I know one thing, it killed the fucking bars.
Gluten-free, fucking, you know, carb-free, all these fucking keto diets. I mean, a lot of people are very health conscious these days.
It's also an asshole move when you're just trying to go to a place to get something to eat and someone's smoking a cigarette right
next to you. I agree.
It's kind of rude. Yeah. I mean, even though maybe...
Today.
Well, when everyone was doing it, no one cared.
No, because the other guy was smoking.
You know what? I get actually a little angry when they don't let you, because they don't let you smoke it at ballparks anymore. And I'm like, I got to sit through 9 innings. I can't fucking have a cigarette. Like, yeah, come on, man. Yeah, you know, but these days, like almost no ballpark.
They don't have a designated area.
They don't have a designated smoking area anymore, usually. So you just got to suffer.
I know Disneyland took theirs out.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't think they did. Yeah, they did. I was just there last fall. And I
think it was this year.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Okay, that might be new. I don't mind that. I mean,
a friend of mine, she was telling me.
Yeah, but if you're gonna charge me $1,000 a night, I'm smoking.
That's the
dude, I smoked pot in their bathroom in the hotel, the Disney hotel. I just go in there, turn the fan on.
Right, that's better.
You know how much a ticket to Disneyland is these days?
Oh fuck, I'd say $100.
That's not that much
anymore. I'd say $100.
It's $120 now. Yeah.
That's cheaper than I thought.
That's pretty fucking expensive.
Is that
one
walk
park.
In off
that's
the
like
street?
A lift ticket.
Is that walk in off the street?
What's up?
Is that walk
yeah,
in off
just,
the
yeah,
street?
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, at the gate.
You're sucking. Okay.
But that's one park, though. So, you know, they got two parks.
Right, right.
California Adventure.
And it goes up to like two.
Do they still have the Hopper Pass?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they still have that.
How much is the Hopper Pass?
The Hopper Pass for one day is like $180.
Yeah.
You get two parks.
How can you go to two parks in one day?
You can't. Okay. That's the catch. So yeah. Don't ever buy the one-day Hopper Pass.
Oh, it's crazy.
I've done that before.
I'm not a big fan of like lines and a lot of people and heat.
You know, to be honest with you, I've been to a lot of theme parks. Actually, Disneyland does it actually the best. Like, their lines are long, but they move, though. Like, you're not just sitting around a long time. They are
organized.
They're pretty efficient.
They have a little
and they got the little fast pass thing, but they do put a lot of thought and effort into making sure their lines are efficient. And yeah, it takes a little while, but relative to other theme parks, I think they actually do a pretty excellent job at the lines, though.
Well, Disneyland, thank you for your lines.
Yeah, let's do a line.
Hey.
Line them up.
It's getting dark outside.
Oh, man. Boogeyman, you got that mirror on you?
Okay. Yeah, listen up.
Don't forget AustinPress.com.
Hey, the cards are neat.
There's, candles.
Oh, man. She's got perfumes.
Apothecary.
It's...
On the back, it won't say Hallmark.
Made with care.
Yeah.
It's, it's letterpress.
So AustinPress.com, use promo code Boogie, BOOGEY.
Get 10% off. And if you buy something, she'll throw something else in there. And if you spend $75, she'll ship it to you for free.